Shivashirmam Dalad, 12th of Tevis, 8th of Shirmam Vav, January 7, 1986. Tuesday continued.
You know, so then they stayed together, they slept together in the same room, and they all machlid the Shechvazah. So that is a terrible thing. Whether it come now, what now here, whether is according to Rabune she is Zaini or not Zaini is not important, but it's a terrible thing anyway. Now, here the Gemara mentions in Yevomes that I involved, that Rabune says Noshim Amsolole Zubazu, so is Zaini, and Allah is not like Rabune. But the Gemara says Kimaisias Misraim Loisasu. So, what is Kimaiseas Mitzrayim Loisasu? That Mitzrayim, they were Noshim Amsulolei Zubizu. So again, Rashi explains it. It means that they were lesbians, and the Ribon explains it, that they were Machlid Neshechvazara. So according to the Ribon, it comes within the love of Kimaiseas Mitzrayim Loisasu. Because that implies Mao Yoesim Ish Nisei Ish the Ishon Nisei's Leishon and Nisei's Leishon. So Mele, it comes within that love according to the Rivon. But according to Rashi, that Noshim Amsulolei Zubezu means lesbian. So lesbian comes within the love of Kimasi as Mishraim Lisasu, but not Machlifi Shechvazera Shekibun Balayel. That does not come within the love of Kimasi as Mishraim Lisasu, but it's a terrible thing anyway. Whether it comes within the love of Kimasi as Mishraim Lisasu or not, but it's a terrible thing, and there is certainly a misadvice in it. So Bishreime, if the Amikabel, the Sheikh Vazera, or the Jew, so then it comes within the Yisra of Molor Zimo. But suppose the Amikabel, the Sheikh Vazera, of a non-Jew, so then there is no possibility of Och Nesi Achisei. And let's say, if Noshim Amsolol is the Jew means lesbian, so Mele, this Machlifi Shechazera does not come within the love of Kimaisias Mitzrayim Lisasu. So Mele, why is it Osar? And it's definitely Osar, because the Gemara in Shabbos says, in regard to that this is the Pshat in the Posik, Lochinato Yiblu Berish Geilin. I mean, so it's a terrible thing. Now there is a Medrash. And now there is a Medrash. And suppose she gets the Shechvazera, she's not a married woman, she's a Pnuya. Unfortunately, you have cases like that. I mean, such terrible things. Women, they don't want to get married. They don't want to bother with children and so on. I mean, they don't want to bother with their husband. Children, they don't want to bother. So they decide they'll have a child through artificial insemination. She's not a married woman. And suppose she gets it from she's a Pnuya and she gets it. So it's also a terrible thing. What is Eret involved? What is Eret involved? Let's say, and if she gets it, a Pnuya, a Jewish woman, a Pnuya, will get it from a non-married man. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe once came in, you know, after the Shia, and said there was a call from Los Angeles from a certain paper, whether that can be done by a single woman, So, what is Eret involved? So, if it is from a Jew, so then it involves the Issa Deraise of Kemalor Zimo. But suppose it's from a non-Jew and she's a Knuye. Now, the Medresh is in Parshanosim, as a Shabbat in Parshanosim, in Parsha Nesi. So, Parsha Mempes, I think, in Parsha Nesi. So he says that that V'hoyo Machnecho Kodesh implies a field deraisa to make sure that all the children the Jews had should be Milad Bidushi. So Milad, if a woman will go to a doctor, even if she is a Pnuyah, and the doctor will insert the Shechvazera of another man of the Goy, so it will not involve the Yisar of Kimolo or Edzimo, so into her uterus, so then she'll certainly, even if she's a Pnuyah, not an Ishishish. If she's an Ishishish, according to Menor Rishayim, it will involve the Yisar of Kimai Seyar, Tzinshayim, Lissas, because that's what the Maisach Yisrael is whatever. It's in Achenes. Where is it? I think so. So that's what the Safo says, the Tereskian says. So, but if she's a Knuye, so then, and if the Shechvazera is a Bigoy, so it will not come within the Iser of Kimolo or Edzimo, so Mele, but it will come within the Iser of Ohoyo Machnecho Kodesh. Ohoyo Machnecho Kodesh. Now, as a matter of fact, now, you see, artificial insemination from another man is definitely osa. Definitely osa. In the Nisachom. And don't let anybody say that the Rogdel Mo'matir. There was one Godel who was Matir, and then he was Chizeir a few months later, and he sent him a letter that he made a toyes in being Matir when even if the semen is of a goy, so he made a toyes, so he should not let anybody mention the psak of that Godel, because that Godel was Chizeir from that psak. So I received the letter from that Godel. Anyway, but suppose the semen is of the husband, but she cannot conceive from her husband through natural relationship for some reason. But when the semen is taken out and put in a test tube, and then it is inserted into the wife's uterus, then she can conceive. So the Brajana Rov was matter. Brajana Rov was matter. I mean, if the circumstances are such that she couldn't possibly conceive through the natural relationship with her husband. So that is mutter. Under special circumstances. But I just want to tell you, years ago my brother had this certain shaila like that, where a woman couldn't conceive from her husband through the natural relationship, but through artificial insemination, she could conceive from her husband. So my brother was as the child, and my brother was mater her, but my brother said that before it is introduced into her uterus, she has to go tefillah. He has to go tefillah. Now why? At all, there was no beer, I mean, there is no isamide. But because of that medrash, of Bohoyo Machnecho Kodesh. In other words, there is a special aloha that every child that is neilad should be neilad bidush. Even if he doesn't involve any bias asuras, let's say through artificial insemination from the husband, but if she will be a nido, when the semen of her husband will be introduced artificially, so then he'll be aveya. The husband and the wife will be aveya. The isarese of Bohoyo Machnecho Kodesh. You can see it in Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Nosei, it's Parshas Mempes. his parshmitas. And then the Midrash mentions that David HaMelech was makpid. David HaMelech was makpid that anyone who was not nilad bidushin, that means even someone who was a ben anido. Ben anido is a blood kosher. So, but David HaMelech was makpid not to enlist in the army, because he only wanted in the army, David HaMelech, those who are Melech Bidush. So there it mentions Shenema v'hoyo machnecho kodesh. V'hoyo machnecho kodesh. It's in Parshan and Tes. In Parshan also in the middle of Shabbat. So Melech, because of that, my brother Rabbi Shabbat asked me that when the semen of the husband is artificially introduced into the uterus of the wife, but she should be there. But he was told by the doctors that if it will be introduced after she counted Zayin, then she will not be able to conceive. If it will be introduced after she counts what she is supposed to count, Midiraisa, and neither will be able to count Zayin, so then she will conceive. But if it will be introduced after 12 days, as of the menstrual flow, so then she will not conceive. So my father was mother in such a case to introduce it after counting just 7 days, like Midaraisa, because in regard to the Hoya Machmecha Kodesh, so that the Rabbonon of the Kamasana Bisode is sent out from Seire, does not apply.
She was tovelis after 7 days?
Yeah, but of course she was a Sola Bailoch Master Sholem.
Yeah. She was tovelis
in order to introduce, to artificially inseminate the semen of the Chasvi Sholem.
I meant in terms of normal, she can't be tovelis.
But in such a case, we certainly can be mafia. Question of enabling a couple to have children. You see, when some paskin that women should go tefillah Erev Yom Kippur in order to comply with that minhag, so that's a terrible thing, because there is a takone, according to the Rosh mentioned in the Ramban, that a woman is not allowed to go tefillah under circumstances where she will not be muteres lebaila. But under such circumstances, the question of enabling the couple to have children. So of course, she can go tefillah. Okay, now. Now, let's see again. Motosi Bagoy is a smart. Yoshin Bishimarin Rafferet, Sishamili Yahilish Kitazini Bailo, Vinizoris Nizdim Shishokavali Mishachir, Pentisabo Mishikhazer Shalachir, Vamayan Hesheshes Pentisabo Viniduso Mishikhazer Shal Bailo, Viadlad Benamide, Viheshi, Kizin Dain can be a Sisa, Havlat Koshali Gambre, Afilitisabo Mishikhazer Shalachir, Kali Binsiro Koshali. Some mentioned that Ben Siro, I don't know how reliable it is, but the Taz mentions that Ben Siro was the son of Yom Yohanavi. I don't know how reliable. It's not very authentic. I mean, it's not mentioned in Chazal, and it's not even mentioned in Rishenim. Some Achrim mention it. I don't know the source of it. That Ben Siro was a son of Yom Yohanavi. And how was Yom Yohanavi? His father? Because his mother got it biambete, and Yom Yohanavi was Ben Siro's father. I mean, it's a strange story, anyway. So Kali Ben Siro kosher hoyo, elo mishchazara shalachir kabdin afchone ugziro shemo yitzach isim yovi. Mashein kein when the artificial insemination is another reason. When the Shechazera is from the husband himself, there is no possibility of the Yichshu, even in a remote way. So she's allowed to sleep on the Sarit. But that doesn't mean, that's why I mentioned what my brother Rabbi Shugar passed me. That doesn't mean that it's all right with Hatzile to artificially inseminate a wife with the Shechvazera of the husband while she's in Yom. Because over here it's a question of a very remote possibility. So in regard to Moritzimo, we have to be chayshish for the most remote possibility. Mashenkin, Migabe, the remote possibility, lest she will conceive while she is in Yom. She'll conceive while she is in Ido, Mishechvazera shall buy law, we don't have to be, which is only an Indian of Voimach Nechachodesh. So, in regard to all Yisrael Chorus and Yisrael Nise, we rely on Rov, so we are going to be Cheshis for such a Cheshire Cheke, only when it's a question of Molo Retimo, in Tzorcheisa Cheshise, so we have to be Cheshis for Cheshire Cheke. But, in regard to Hoya Machnecha Kodesh, we don't have to be chayshish for Shosher Cheke, but when deliberately she is artificially inseminated with the Shechvazer of the husband, so then it is also because of Hoya Machnecha Kodesh. So we shouldn't mention Iraye, I mean from this smack against my brother's tzak, because here it's a question of Yech Shosher Cheke had made me. So, only in regard to Molodzimo we have to be chayshish, even for the most chosher chayke that one could conceive, even if it's one in a million, we have to be chayshish. Mashein came with artificial insemination from the husband, so there is no union of Molodzimo, only because of Hoyemach Nechokodesh. So, it's not Chayach B'Chesh Cheshish for Shosher Cheshish. Usually it wouldn't happen such a thing. Alright. Kol Melochez. So Yisho Eisele Bailo Nido Eisele. Chutim Zizel HaKeis. Shasur Linzik HaKeis Bifono. Ulicho Lifono Fala Shulchon. Elim Kintase Shum Hekia. Kint Shtanechen Ala Shulchon Biyatzmeil. Uitanechen Ala Kar Ola Keses. Afilu Biyad Yimino. Now that's a Gemara in Ksuvah that's a Mahalat. Kom loche iso 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 lebailo nido iso le. Chutz nimzikes hakeitz, shasuro limzik hakeitz. Bifonov. Ula nich lifonov ala shulchom. Elo im kintasi shum heka. Kin shat nechen ala shulchom di atzmeil, u ita nechen ala kaar ala keses afu di adminov. So we see from Mechabea that it's not only Osea to fetch, to hand over. Hand over not only cakes. You cannot hand over, we pass him to the wife in Ido, anything, any object, because it might be conducive to the Arubavon. But even if she puts it on the table, so in the regular way, she doesn't hand it over to his hand. So it's also, sir, except if he does it out of the that's a Gemara in Ksuves, that's a Mahale, so the Gemara says that the wife of Shmuel, when she was in Ido, so she used to hand it over to him by putting it on the Shinu, the tent, or the wife of Abaye, she used to put it on the pillow, not on the table. But otherwise, the regular way, so because you're not allowed to hand over, not only into the hand of the husband, but even Lashokha, because it might be conducive to Hergel Tergel. Now let's see the Shach. Mimzikas HaKeis, Kosov HaBach, Mechosi Kovei, Bitroshes Marash, Mishrael, Nishaloi Kidi Neisim HaBalabatim, Shemenichim Nishiseyem Niso HaKaris V'chayitzi Ben HaShulchon, Mide Dehava Mimzikas HaKeis. In other words, so, when the wife's Arnido, so the plate for the husband, she puts on the shulchan near the husband, in the regular way, not al dishimo letzivarete. So the Bach says, v'shalikidim. So in other words, the Bach shiti is two things. First of all, there are certain rishonim who say that it's only oser if there are two elements, mizige and dishot. Mizige means, you know, the wine in Zman Chazal was very, very strong. So the Gemara says that chol chamre dridore had al flote in a chamre. In other words, it was the wine in Bisman Chazal was like the brandy today. You know, brandy. It's very strong. Maybe strong. So because of that, the Gemara says that for Kiddush and for Kishon Broche, the proper thing is to use diluted wine. How diluted? In other words, you should pour in for every measure of wine, you should pour in 3 measures of water. So it will be 1/4 wine and 3/4 water. Of course, that doesn't apply today, as the pastor mentioned, because the wine today is already diluted. It's not so strong. The wine Bisman Chazal, the undiluted wine Bisman Chazal, was like brandy today, and maybe stronger. So the wine was diluted. So that some Rishonim say that Mizikas HaKeis is Oser only if it involves 2 ingredients. First of all, she's amazing. She dilutes the wine for him. That's, you know, an intimate thing, you know, dilute wine. And then she puts it on the table. But suppose she dilutes it and doesn't put it on the table, or she puts it on the table and somebody else dilutes it, then it's not us. So we see from the Bach that the Bach doesn't pass like this, Hashemi, that there are 2 ingredients. Because by kare, plate, let's say, plate of meat or plate of soup, so there is no union of mizike, just ishote. So we see that the Bach Paschim is that mizige, that ishote without mizige, is also osa. That's one thing. Then the Arishenim, the Hashbo says that only the mizige of yayin, because yayin, you know, you drink, you know, in a festive manner, you know, so that's conducive to have a double. But any other cause, let's say tea or juice, and someone, so the Rashbo says it's not also to be mentioned. So we see that the Bach is machmir, and he doesn't pass something like this or shame either. All right, so he says, Mio, Limash, Kosavago is my name, Vishen Rabin Leon, Mitz, Limetz, that's the Yerei. The Mizige below Ishote, or Ishote below Mizige Muter, after Goloi Shinu, Hoadim Bikoret, like Ella Ishot, Vichen Mashikos Barashbo, Vihabis Yosef Utas Ravamadi, the Mziga Sain, the Mayim Dafkosa, Avon Shomashkin, in Name Mzige Naklit, Mishono is in Shore, Hoadim Bikoret, ain't paid. So in other words, the Bach is Machmir, like all the Shittes, that Mzige Sakos doesn't apply only to Yain, and that it's not necessary that there should be 2 elements, mizig and ishot. So maybe he says it applies to a regular plate of food, of soup, of meat, and so on. Veid nireh, da filim din zolema, din sine sakor al ashulchon, havlik in zige sakos, mikolokim av mizige sakos in Yisrael, bikis am yuchat libayla bilvat, di kechibe, aval hodi akor al ashulchon, שקולט ניבאי זיכו ממנו, אין פיילי אף אגב שגם באי לו איכו נביסו, מייסי קורו, דלקה הוכה חיבה. In other words, even according to Bach, so it's only also, if the wife, the nido, serves him on the table in the regular way, without ishino, a plate for himself only. But suppose, you know, the woman puts down a big plate, meat, for everyone. For the husband, for the children, and there's the guest. And then everyone takes from the big plate into his own plate. that is certainly mutar, that's not conducive to Herder Dorot. You see, all these are things that are relevant. So the Shach agrees with the Psak of the Bach, even though the Bach Shite is a Chumre that rejects the Shite of the Rashbo, that it only applies to Yayin, and the Shite of the Agois Maimon, it only applies to something that has both ingredients, Mizige and Ishote. So the Shach agrees. אבל הודי קוראים הוא בא לעשור, חדמו חמתון עם אליהו, ומשהו, כוסר בספר התרומות, דבישות דובד, כשאין בישינו, עושה במערכו ומשתל כוחו. ופי זה משמע, דמחמיר, גם כי נשאו משהו. אורד, בפונות, ודח כוסף, דאף אותי שם זיגה שלא יהיה בפונות, אם אני יכול לשוח עם בפונות עושה, והחגו הסמיימן, דדאף כדיקת הוויים, זיגה בישות זה יסייע, מיד בזה, made it say, in the case where both elements are present, where she made the mezige and the ishote, but the mezige, the dilution of the wine, took place not in his presence. As long as the ishote was in his presence, so then it's also made it say. Then Rago is fine. ואם צורכים לה כשהוא יודע שמזג הסקיס תחיבן שהניחה לשולחן בפונות חושב כמזיגה בפונות וגם כן לא עושה עד כאן בור ואין בור מוכוחן גם מדירי הראש פרקם על יקסובס מוכר דשאלי בפונות לכי איסור הכלל סומר את דשח ישראל כמבח and דשח says that according to that there is my name that in order to be yourself both ingredients have to be present, Mizik and the Shote, so Mele, both ingredients have to take place before not. But suppose one ingredient, the Mizik is already before not, even though the other ingredient is before not, so it's Muta. Now, of course, if she does it with the left hand, then it's certainly Muta. Also, Asuro Atsia Mitosu before not, Vidakre, Prisas dinim v'amirse shudar achivo, the sheets that is reflected for an intimate relationship. But avatzos akolim v'achzose shutereach v'ini der achivo yishore v'shaloi b'fonot hakom utaratu yidea shimatzasis. Asur litzikli mayim lirchitz ponot yoro v'raglov afilo inini gazbei v'afilo hin mayim tzimni. In other words, she cannot pour water over his hands while she's in Ido, even though she doesn't touch his hands. But if she pours directly over his hands, so that's also conducive to her Agudah. Kishem sha'asur limzigle kachu osa limziglo v'luyei d'latu lishliach lokishal yayin osa lishnikishal broche lishnikishachir imu miyuchadlo avo limshesim heimeisi hakeis Bishosi Sira Basraya Leslambo. So in other words, he's not allowed to give directly from his kosher brocha, from the kosher of Kiddush, to his wife. Because like this, when she's not in Idor, so there's the proper thing that the husband should always give his wife to drink from the kosher brocha. But when she is in Idor, he's not allowed to give. But suppose he gives first to his son to drink from the kosher brocha. And then after the son, she drinks from the Kishal Bracha. So then it is Muta. Then it is Muta. And, alright. But one thing is certainly true. While she's Mido, he's not allowed to give her the cost from which she drank, and give her to taste. See, so he's not allowed. But suppose he pours off into another course, that is all right, you see. You know, sometimes, well, we want us to be very cautious about it, not to make people notice it. So let's say sometimes the kala happens to be in nidah at a hotel. She happens to be in nidah. Now the custom is that, you know, that from the keishal brache, from the keishal brache, so the chosn drinks first from the kiserasin, and then the kala from the sinfas. Now, so if the kala is in nidah, the kala is in nidah. So in melee, so insofar as the kiserasin is concerned, so there is no problem. There is no problem because the kiserasin is drunk before the ma'aser dushin. How is it done? First, the Masada Bishop says the Baruch. Says the Baruch. Baruch HaTad Hashem Alkim Merachalom Derek Yagot. Baruch HaTad Hashem Alkim Merachalom Asher Shom Tizu Tzvon Lo Arois Vosalom Nisarusis Pita Lom Sarsuris Lom Al Dechupu Tekidushin Baruch HaTad Hashem Kadosh Hamu Yisroel Al Dechupu Tekidushin. And then he gives the Rob. And the Rob gives the Chosn to drink from the course. And then the chosn, after he drinks from the kos, so he gives it to the kale to drink. He gives it the kale to drink. Some mele insofar as that kos, and after both drink from the kos. So the chosn takes the ring and he says, Ariat Kudesh Sudhi Tabazu Kidas Mishav Yisrael, and he puts it on the forefinger of the kala. So by the time when the kala drinks from the kos of the chosn, she is not his wife yet. She's a strange woman. Now, and all these are hokes, the Chuvus of Ashbo says, and there are more pastors like that. In Eben Ezer, Simon Chof Alef, that they do not, they only apply to Ishti Nido, but they do not apply to another woman who is a Nido, even if she is an Ishishish. An Ishishish, well, Ishishish, so she's an Arbo even without being a Nido. But even if she's an Ishishish and a Nido, so you're allowed to be an Ishish, because the Rashbo was asked. There are all kinds of achokas by Nido. In other words, you're not allowed to be meishi, and we are not careful in regard to women. We go to a store and we buy something, and then we hand over change to the woman. She might be an ishishish and a nido and everything, and we are not chayshis. So how are we allowed to do that? So, to the Rashbo answers, and the Ramoi Nevenezer, Sino Chafale, paskins like the Rashbo. Paskins like Rashbo. So the Ramo says, so the Rashbo says that all these are hokes, the Rabbonons. So only the Chachomim only apply to Ishtinido, because we be Gazbo, some mele it might be conducive to Arudova, because Sri be Gazbo is intimate with her. So anything, I mean, that is reflective of Kiru might conduce out of the world. Mashenki, a strange woman, not his wife, it's not really Gazbo, so the Chachomim didn't give him answer. So Mele, when it comes to drinking from the Kiserasin, that she drinks from the course of the Chosn before the Chosn was Mekadisha. So Mele, there is no Isa, because she's like a fiancée, she's not his wife yet. All these achokes apply only to a wife, but before the Gushin, so she's like another woman in Nido, you see. A Pnuya in Nido, another woman. The Isa, the Raisi of the Chiv Kores, of course, applies to a Pnuya, another woman also in Nido. And the Isa, the Raisi of Kirbosho, the Achtaide, the Achiva, of course applies to a girl, So according to the Rambam, if one dances with girls, so he's chayv malkes, he's possibly using the raisa. But these, the rabbonons that are not done their chayvim, but ligabei ishtinido, the chachomim made some in achoket. They do not, they only apply to ishtinido. But before the gdushin, so it's not ishtinido yet. So maybe, so that's why it's muter. Even when the cow is nido, so after the chosin drinks from the keserasin, it's muta the chosin to hand over the keserasin directly to the cow. But there is a problem in regard to the chosin swing. That's already after the dish. So then again, the chosin drinks from the kos, and then he gives. The khaled, then he gives the khaled to drink from it. So this Gisha Bochet, then she is already his wife. So Mele, if it's possible, so in such a case, the Rav should know, I mean, but he should do it, you know, in a cautious way that people wouldn't notice. So if you notice, so that he should pour off after the chosin drinks from the case nisuin, so he should pour off, he should have an empty cup and pour off from that course, and then the rov should give it to the cow. Or the rov should tell the mother of the cow to give it to the cow, whatever it is. Right. Kolela achokes tzorich hachi bein minidusa bein minibuno shein kol yumei sferosa los ferosa vein chilu b'cholelu bein rei mamesh lumei tzizkese v'yei shemrin vein lahachnil b'mei libuno bein yinisa achil eimo b'kor v'chilei agin lahokil b'ze v'yei shlachna. That's the Rabbi Yoshide. But the Rabbi Yoshide is very, very strange now. And then the Bach and the Taz and the Shach, they are all chilik and the chita and the ramot. You see, the Rabbi Tam says the same thing in regard to Zman Chazal, because in Zman Chazal they were rogil when they had the purpose of not contaminating Tares, some mele they had a practice of making two tefillas. After the Zakone of Rabbi Besodeis and the Zakone of Rabbi Zeire, some male, but me the Raise, she only has to count 7 days, not Zayni Kin. But in order to reduce the contamination of Taras to a minimum, so Rabbi Tam says they were accustomed to go to Vile, but she was still a Solibayo because of the Konsab Yisodes, the Konsab Zere. And then, after she counted, but in order that she shouldn't be mitami the Taras with the Raisi. The Raisi. There's a difference between Taras becoming tomei with the Raisi and Taras becoming tomei with the Rabbona. And then after she counted Zayni Kin, then she went Tfilah again, and she was mitaras Rabbi. So that's why Rabbi Tam says, the Meili Buno, when she was Muteres the Bailam with the Raise, only in the Rabbonim Shira Surah, some Meile we could be Meikil in Ian Iser Achilo Imo Bikor. But today, when there is no two Tfiles, so as long as the woman doesn't go Tfile, even 50 years later, she's in Ida with the Raise. So why should there be equal? However, the Mordechai mentions the name of the Rabbi Yo, that even today, when she didn't go to Tfile, there is also a kule. Why is there a kule b'mei libuno? The answer is this, you see. Because b'mei, as long as the woman bleeds, and she didn't make the etzetare, she didn't stop bleeding, so then it's not kas b'sal. Because the husband is afraid maybe she should bleed for a long time, because she's the Cheskas Reya. So it's not part of the Salah. But the moment she made the Hetzetar and she's clean, so then he's sure that she's not going to bleed again, he only has to wait 7 clean days. So Mele, to a certain extent, it's like past this hour. So Yitzchak is not so talky. So Mele, the Rav Yosef says that these achokes don't apply, but all the poskim achilik and the psak of the Ramoth, all of them, the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, everybody. The Chaimel of Nlokel Bozeh, the Yesh Lachmer. So even the Ramoy is Machmer. He says that there are some who are major, but they are all very adamant against that Kule. He says, I mean, the Bach says that the Mekilim are Tein, Toiz Gmuro, I mean, they are very adamant. And even the Ramoy is not Machmer. He says the proper thing is to be Machmer. But he's not adamant. He says, Yesh Lachmer. אם הוא חילה ואין לו מי שישמשנו זו לא סו מותרס לשמשי רק שתזויה בייסר שתוכל לזויה מאחות ספונות יורו ורגלות ועצורס המיטה בפונות. So if he is the חילה and there is no one, you know, to do it, let's say, to help him raise himself, turn over and this things, I mean, that's how the Bais Yosef himself explains it in and the tool. So then it's muta. Then, but she should lechatchila be zoya from achot spono shem de baragla atzos hamid in front of. If she can, but suppose she can't. Let's say there is no way, you know, of being malchit from of Yoreb Raglov, unless she does it herself, then it's also muta. It's also muta. Why? Because inasmuch as like the same thing that the Taz says, I mentioned in the story about Rabban Hotla, in other words, we trust the woman much more than the man. So, in other words, since he's sick, so he's not likely to be tempted by his Yitzhara, because he's too weak, you know, to be tempted by Yitzhara. And the woman can be trusted. She will not be margela sins. Mashiach in the case of Isha Chelo Vihinido. So then, the man is not sick. So the man is not as good, is not as trustworthy as the woman. The woman is more trustworthy than the man. Isha Chelo Vihinido. Also, the Bible Liga book, daily Shamsho, Kigain lo Kimo, Lashkibo, Lisamcho. Ulisamcho. So, that's a Psak of Machada. Why does he say in Sikhtes Vov that it's Muta? The answer is, the woman is more trustworthy than the man. So, in the case where he's sick, so he's too weak, you know, to be marvel her. So Mele, and the woman we trust more, Mashenkin was she sick, and the men we don't trust so much. So Mele, we are chishish, lest the men will be tempted to marvel her, even though she is weak, she is sick. There's the Psak of Machala. V'yeshenrin v'meinlo mishish amsheno muta v'chol, v'chein ne'agin im tzricho harba l'kach. That what it means muta bikol? Muta bikol means even lo kimo lashkimo when there is physical contact. So it's also muta. But there is an isa the rabbonim of nigir, that's nigir mamesh. The answer is just as the chachamim or matia, certain the rabbonim's the mokim chile shein bisakone. So like shvusi the Shabbos. So the matia. This the Rabbanon of Achoke, even of Israel, can't at all, there is no Isa Daraise, even according to the Rambam, because it's not the Achtaive. So Mele, it's not us. Bimokim Chel. In Tzricha Harbelikach. And in other words, in from the Russian, on Tzricha Harbelikach, that implies not only Mamish Chelishim Sakonet, but there is a big tzira. Not even Chel Shem Sakone. Let's say that the woman, you know, cannot walk easily, and somebody has to hold her arm to her hand in order she shouldn't fall. So it's also mitzvah. In other words, if there is a great tzirach to have contact with the woman, since it's not derech taive, so then there is no iser in doing that. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, I had a child, a woman was had to be held down because otherwise she might slip, and she was in ego whether the husband is allowed to hold on to her. So I passed and yes, maybe some rabbon would pass me no, but I'm convinced this is mudah. In Bailo Reifei, also in Machishlo Adek. Now suppose the husband is a doctor and he wants to take a pulse that involves in the egg. So the Mechaba passage means that also in Machishlo Adek. If the Mashi Kosafti, in Niagim Heter, in Tzvichoilot, in Shamishlo, Lashkibo, Lakimo, Lashkibo, so even contact, is Muta, Bimokim Chiri, Shein, Sakone, and in any case where there is Seir Harbe, so, some mele, Koshkin, the Muta, in Mashi Shlo Adefe, in Reiti Achei, וצריך אלו ויש סכון בכל. Because he says, "Koshin the mutar mashlo adefek imin reifi achir or tzricherot v'yei sakona b'chayyot." Thus implying, suppose there is no sakona, she's a chir, she is sakona, it's osa. But the Rambam just passed the main lo mishem shenu mutar b'chol. The chir meyad in mitzvah ha'av lekach doesn't mean sakona, even chir, she is sakona. So there it involves more contact. Lashkivo amine 10 times, you know, to put him down and to raise him. Hey, some more physical contact than the poles. So why does he say the Yesakon of the Cholyo? So the oldest, the Kashi. The Radvaz, the Shalish, the Chulis Radvaz, says the Firesh, even if there is no Sakon, she's a Firesh, she's a Sakon, so it's muta to take a pulse as many times as he feels it's necessary. But Ramos Roshan tends to imply only if he is a connoisseur, the cholio, otherwise not. But why should it be different than the ashkilo, kimul ashkibo, lishamcho, that involves more physical contact? So they all ask again the Rambam. Now they mention that the Radva says that it's muta even the chile shein b'sakon. And even the chile shein b'sakon. But what's the sheet of the Rambam? So, the Tzemach Tzedek, that's the second Tzemach Tzedek, the Babish Tzemach Tzedek. So in the Piski Dinim of the Tzemach Tzedek, he also has that Kashe, and he says the reason is why the Ramor is Machmir in case of Defek, and he's Mekir in case of Lakimo, Lashkivo, Lusamcho, because Lakimo, Lashkivo, Lusamcho, that certainly it's here for the Chele, I mean you can't let the Chele just stay in one position in bed. You have to change his position at 20 times a day or maybe more. So it's in Ivadaitya. Mashiach, you take the poles. It's not a tzirach. You have to take the poles. In other words, it might be unnecessary to take the poles. So, and you see, Lakim Olashkivo is somehow. So, couldn't be done on the Achir. Because she has to do it 100 times a day. So what? She'll call a nurse every time she has to change the position of the husband. It's impossible. Masha'in can take the poles. So she doesn't have to dig the poles 100 times a day. She has to dig the poles maybe several times. So the several times could be the Rabbi Achenim, she could call the neighbor, I mean. So that's why. But the Mokim Sakoneh, so she doesn't have to be matriah herself to call in somebody else, because time is of the essence if it's Sakoneh. But Mokim Shein Sakoneh, so it's not such a tzirah bow. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek explains it. Doruch HaShulchan explains it in a different way. He says that the Pshat Doruch HaShulchan is as follows. He says, if you mash it aside, you may have been hetter, and it's still how you love, you mash me shlo, koshin di mutter li mash me shlo a defek, in a mreti achir, and still how you love, the yisakone di choyo, so then it's a pshit as it's mutter, and then it's mutter even according to the shita of the Mechaber, who says, isho choyo vi nido, also the bailo ligabo, so he says, but in case of Sakone, even the Mechada will be made that it's Muta. But in case of Hereshem and Sakone, so then it's not just a Pshites, and according to Mechada it's also, but according to his Psak, it's Muta even in the case of Ein Sakone B'chayim. I mean, this is what Doruch HaShulchan says. Anyway, I didn't do what I expected to do, and I'm sorry that I'm a few minutes late. But tomorrow we'll still discuss the Shach of Oster Siphot. We have to go over it inside, and we'll spend some time, and then you should be ready. I'm not going tomorrow to go over discussing the first two doctrines. That's not so important. But you should prepare yourself. Simen Kup Tzadik Vov in the Tur and in Shochano. It's not much. In any way, we discussed all the Gemara thoroughly, and we even went over many sifim in Simen Kup Tzadik Vov. So tomorrow, the major portion of the Shir will be devoted to Simen Kup Tzadik Vov in the Tur and in Mechaba. And as many shacks and cars as you can go over, but don't go try to go over the big simen, the gimel, sif the gimel in the shack. Don't try to go over, I'm not going over that. I mean, so don't try to go over any shacks and cars beyond sif the base in the shack. Beyond sif the base in the shack, and beyond Sib Gimun the Taz. You're not going over inside any other Taz and Shaks. Okay.
Sugyas and Nida, Shemem Hei, Rav Shishiva, Chav Zayin, Teves, Hei Tav Shemem Vav, January 8th, 1986, on Wednesday.
Now, I discussed yesterday at the end of the Shia, Sifted Gimel. In Sifted Gimel it's mentioned that husband is not allowed to give his wife to drink from the case, to drink from the case directly. So I said, but if he pours off into another case, then it's all right. And even if he gives his wife the drink from the cause, but if somebody else drinks first from the cause, so then it's not conducive to Arudovo, it's not so much Idovo Shel Chibo. So then it's Mudra. Now, I discussed the problem that arises sometimes at the Chuppah. when the kali is in Eden, and the practice is the chosen drinks from the kos and the kali drinks from the kos. So what should be done? So in respect to the KCRS, there is no problem, because there are more in Simen Chofalef in Ebenezer, paskins like the Chuvis HaRashbo, that all these achokes with the Rabbonon, the Gabi Ishtinido, apply only to Ishtinido, but not to a strange woman who is an Ido. Even an Ishishish, and an Ido together. So there are no achokes. Achonim Asher, the Gabi Ishtinido, because you be gospel. So, any intimate relationship so might be conducive to Agudo, but a strange woman, I mean, is not really gospel. So even something that takes place between intimate people, so is not conducive to Agudo. Drama passes. There is a shita of the Beyond Zeif, to the contrary, but there are more paskins like Rashbo, I mean, and no one is machmir, I mean, for the shita of the Beyond Zeif, except a few tzaddikim, all right, but I mean, the average person is not machmir. You go to a store and you accept change from a woman, I mean, and even if she's a goyen, she's an ishishish, I mean, she's an idol. We are not makpid. No one is makpid because there are more paskins like the chuvis, like chuvis hashem. So melee in respect to the kiseres, there is no problem because when is the kiseres drunk before the ma'isadush? So she is only fiance of his. She's not his wife. So she's a fiancé, is like a strange woman, even though he's destined to marry her, I mean, in a minute, but she's still not his wife. So maybe they are no ahoki. The problem arises in connection with the costly suit. It's already after the Gushin. So what should be done? So one thing is to pour off the another cost. But that can only be done, you know. I did it sometimes, where the chosen and the kallah, they were very, very particular, and they demanded it. But like this, it will be very embarrassing, and people will become antagonized. I mean, if you do something that is never done, I mean, you can do it, I mean, especially in this country, you know, where there is so much ignorance. And so it will arouse antagonism, resentment, you know, and you cannot do it. So, but I do manage to do it in a way that it will not involve any issue. But I do it because I am accustomed to do what my father, Zechen Lebrocha, did at weddings and Reb Chaim, you know, that there is a shayla. You know, there is a halacha of arves, of yotzei meitzi, regarding birkas hamitzvah. But regarding birkas hananim, there is no halacha of shemei akeinu. I mean, there is no halacha of arves. There is a halacha of shemei akeinu. In other words, living in Shimon are both eating an apple. And they have to say, broche, beire prioritz. So, Ruvei can say the bracha bere priyoyitz and be mechabe yitzi shimen to be yitzi shimen, and shimen learns aramein and he'll be yitzi. So Reuven has to say the bracha for himself and shimen has to say it. So maybe there's a lot of shmei akein, but for Reuven to say it birkas aneni when he doesn't have to eat the apple, he doesn't have to eat the bread. He doesn't have to make a birkas hameitzi. To be meitzi shimen, There is no harvest because there is no chiyuv to eat it, to eat the bread. So by Pirkei Sanhedrin, there is no harvest. There is a loch of Shemei Kehine. Shemei Kehine. When Reuven has to say the bracha for himself. But there are two exceptions. Matzeh, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, for this. And Kiddush Hayom. In other words, Pesach night, you have to say two brachas. Asher Shem Tzeisav Tzibonu Achilas Matzah, and Amitzi Lechem Yinot. Achilas Matzah is a Birkas Amitzvah. So, even if Reuven has already eaten, let's say, he already performed the Seder, and now he's in another Reuven, he's visiting Shimon, and Shimon is performing the Seder. So Reuven can certainly say the bracha of Achilas Matzah, even though he doesn't have to eat Matzah, he was already ate, because Kol Yisrael Arein is Ozeh. So the Gemara says, not only can Reuven recite for Shimon the Birkas Achilas Matzah, but even Amitzi Lachem Noretz do. Even though Amitzi Lachem Noretz is a Birkas Hanenin, and by Nenin, by Birkas Hanenin, there is no harvest, but here, so why by Birkas Hanenin? There is no harvest, because there is no mast in eating it. But here there is a mast. It's imperative that Shimon should eat the Kazayis Matzi. So Mele, Reuven is responsible for Shimon's fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Arachim of Matzis, so he can be made seen with a mitzvah lachem in all its hope. And the same, this is one exception. Another exception is Kiddush Hayom. In other words, you make it. So you say Friday night. You say Birkas HaKiddush. Asher Shom Tzeisav Tzibonu. All right, that's a mitzvah. But then Birkei HaGefen is a Birkei Sanhedrin. So you shouldn't be able to say it if you already ate some Kiddush. So the halacha is you can, even if you already ate some Kiddush. Because this is all very must. So these are the two exceptions. But in order to mention any other exceptions, so Miller of Chaim was a custom, Chaim, my father, was a custom whenever he was in Sadak Vishnu. So he has to say two brachas, Beir Pri HaGefen and Beir Kaseras, Asher Kishon Zeisov V'Tzivonu, V'Tzivonu HaRoyes, or Beir Kasimsui, so he says to say Beir Pri HaGefen, and Shaka Baruch Veide, and all the Sheva brachas. So how can he, who has to say the brachas? The Chosin, the Kalet, they drink from the gods, but the Rav doesn't drink from the gods usually. So how can you say the bracha? There is no harvest. That's not one of the exceptions. Not an exception. There is no must to recite the brachas over the gods. It's only a minute. No avoom lahas derakos, the Rambam says in the Chassidus. So there is no harvest. So Miller of Chaim was accustomed. Was accustomed to pour off from the course of Eros and the course of Nisuin into another course and drink it. So then he is also Mechoyim Beir Priyagin. Now, and that my father was also accustomed to do that. I also do it that way. But I don't pour off into a course. I mean, in this country, so. It allows water if I walk the forest of people. Because, so I just pour off, you know, a few drops on my hand and I taste it. So I'm in a mash. So usually I do it before I give it to the chosn to taste. Usually I give it before I give it to the chosn to taste. So I say moches and then I pour off into my hand. And I taste it, a few drops, and then I give the chosin to drink, and then I give the kala to drink. Now, when the cow is in the, so then I pour off twice. First of all, because the halacha is that even though you're not allowed to give it to the wife who is in Ido to drink from the course, but if you give it to another person first to drink from the course, then it's not indicative of intimacy, because you gave another person also to drink. So then you can give the wife, the Ido, also to drink. So melech, when I say the bracha, birkas nisuin, many times I don't say the birkas nisuin altogether, somebody else, I say birkas eres, but if I do happen to say bir priagefen and shahakil bo lechleidei, so then after all the brachas are recited, so first I pour off a few drops before I give the chosin to drink, and then after the chosin drinks, before I give it to the caller to drink, so I pour off again a few drops. So that will not arouse any sensation, you know. They'll think I do it twice. I have to explain them. They know that I always pour off a few drops. Usually I pour off only one time. So this time I pour off twice. So that's the solution. That's the solution. But to pour off into a cup should not be done. It will arouse a lot of vitamin. Unless the chosin and the kale are independent. Now, you ask me, what should someone who is not accustomed to pour off, you know, so what you should, I don't know. Let him bother me. I mean, the solution. I have a solution. It's for that. But to pour off in another cup should not be done, because it will arouse a lot of vitamin. Now, in regard, Agavuch, I want to discuss it, in regard to the universal practice by Rabbonim, all right, Reb Chaim, my father, drank from the kos, but all other Rabbonim, didn't do it. But the question is, how can they say Be'er Pri Agofen when they don't drink, so there is no aves? Now, the Bes Yosef in Ilches Mileh, in discussing the broche a la kos, you know, at the mile, so after the mile, there is someone besides Be'er Pri Agofen on the kos, and then after Be'er Pri Agofen, he recites the broche asher kiddush yidid mi beten, v'cheit b'sheir yisom. So, that's a minik. The Gemara says that somebody has to recite the broche asher kiddush yidid mi beten. But there is no takanas chazal that it has to be recited on the kos. That's a minik. So the Bes Yosef has a sofik. The one who recites Be'er Pri Agefen and asher kiddush yidid mi beten, does he have to drink from the kos or not? So one lotion in the Bes Yosef is that he has to drink from the kos, because it's Birkas Hanani, and if he doesn't drink, there is no harvest. Another lotion, another alternative in the Bes Yosef is, inasmuch as it's a minek poshut in Kol Yisrael to recite it on the kos, so it's like Kiddush Hayei. So it's considered like Birkas HaMitzvos. Memele days ours. So the same two alternatives will apply to Birkas Eres and Birkas Nisuin. So that is the smach for the minhag generally by Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshiva, I mean, to recite Birkas Pri Agefen and Birkas Eres and our Birkas Nisuin without drinking on the cross. All right. Now, Let's go over. Well, the Taz, Sifres, we didn't go over yesterday. Let's go over it inside. Like this, we went over every Shach and every Taz inside. Now, Sif Yudzayim in the Shach, we didn't go over inside, but I discussed it. In other words, he's massive, and he mentions the Bach was massive against Rav Yoshite, that there is a difference between Yimei Nidoso and Yimei Libuno. He says there is no basis for such a distinction. There is a basis Bisman Chazal, when there were two tefillahs, but now that there is only one tefillah, so there is no basis. There is no basis. So I explained it. What's the reason? Because Bimei Nidoso, so she's Mayono is Pesulach. She didn't make a Tektariat. So she's the Cheska Sheitero. So Mele, there is no semblance to pass Bisale. Mashainkin Mele Buno, when she already made a Tektariat and she's clean, that means all she has to do is to wait 7 days. So it's like pas bisale, some mele, it's not so conducive. So you're not chishish for yitzritok, because ain't a day made. Mishishli pas bisale, mishainli pas bisale. Alright, but sifres, there's a task. Asur mystically mine. לחיר המשמעו לא שזה שאסור להתמיין בכלי והוא יהיה חץ החכה אבל באמס אין יקה זה לא שם רשבו אף היא נגיד הלכית והיא מצקס שהיא לירחית יודע אף היא לא הלכית זה עושה זו אם היא תרבוסו ועושה לי אתו דלתם אתה משאים so רשבו says that he doesn't mean that she touches his hand when she pours the water. Then without washing his hands, it's also because of Nidiyeh. But it means that she keeps the clean with water above his hands and she pours it. So in other words, there is Nitzuk, but there is no physical contact. So that's also. So that means it's only also if she mamish pours on his hands. But if she puts the cup with the water on the sink or on the table, and then he takes it and pours water, then it's all right. Then it's not, it does not involve any intimacy. Mashma de muteres lehochel meindichli, hu yirchat, mishum di kosat hu reichis mi mitzekes, mashma de bishas rechitze shalei mitzekes. אלו מטעם דניגז בי על די המים הניזו מיודו ליודו ויש לימא דזהו מגל די הדבר אחר שהיא ניגז בכלי והכלי במים והמים מיודי סל כדאי הרגישורי כמה שפרונדו עושה משמור חיצה שמעביר דרכים וכן נראה לנו לא שהתלמוד שאומר בגלל זה דאחות הספונו יודו ברגלו פעושה ודוב הזה שניסנס מים מכלי תחילו בלי יציק אולוב ואינצ'רי חיצה כלל בואי עולים על נסנס מים לאחות זו עושה, כמו שכוסף שם מזיק את הכל. הוכנה מוהי עולים על נסנס מים, מה שאין כי אני מצקס על יודו, מתקשה פה לחיצה לבנית ורשבי. ואין איסה בנסנס מים לחוט וכן כוסף בטרישה, ומכל מוקים פושט לו, וגם זה בכל איסה שהוא מריח את מפליש של איש בנקד, למטו, ובישס וחיצוסי, יצק מים לקלי דיגם זה מקרא חוץ גנרלי זאת אומרת תעשה ימין אין דסי דבר פשוט there is no shit at the counter in other words the אסור ליציק למים means if she pours it you know like this even though she doesn't touch him but indirectly it looks like nigir you know to nitzuk in other words the water the jet of water is mechaber connects her hand with his hands of course it is so that's also even though it doesn't involve physical contact nigir mashenken she puts it and the sink and then he takes and pours. That's certainly not there, there's no doubt. But he says, suppose the husband holds the kehillah, and that kehillah is naked at the bottom. And then, but the kehillah is empty, and he can't pour if it's empty. So the wife pours water into the kehillah while he turns over. While he keeps it, he doesn't turn over. But it comes down to the neck, so that's like it's a kemane, so that's also. Alright. Now, Sifro, that's a very important chart. In Bailo Reifei, also in Mashish Lo Hadid. That means, by Chile Shem Vesakon, of Mashish Kasapti, the Nea Gim Heter, the Ramos says, in Gisri Choylo, in Mashish Lo, Koshin Dimitel in Mashish Lo, Hadefek, in Ein Reifei Acheir, Utsri Choylo, ויהי סכונה בכל יום. So, פשטס הלושן of the רמות tends to indicate that only בחילה שיש בי סכונה. החילה שיש בי סכונה it's mutter to take the pulse. But בחילה שאין בי סכונה it's awesome. So then, it's very strange. בחילה שיש בי סכונה even the מחבר was the made that it's mutter like the other younger than that. Mehren Shamanu, Yod Bar Yaber, and this the Rabbonu of Hachoke, and it's inconceivable. That's the Pashtus Alosh. Pashtus Alosh. Now, so, and then they always the Kashe, how can the Ramo say? So there are two Kashes, two different ones. One is, if the Ramo means that it's only muta bachile sheyesh bisakone. And bachile sheyesh bisakone, it is also, so then it will imply that Ramon understood that the mechaber asher sim bachile sheyesh bisakone. It's inconceivable that the mechaber should asher even bachile sheyesh bisakone. And if he did mean that, he should say it, listen, without saying it, I mean such a chiddush. I mean such a tremendous chiddush. It's yoyg al yaver. I mean an idea. I mean another chayde. I mean such a tremendous chiddush. And he shouldn't even say it. I mean that's unimaginable. It's inconceivable. That's one kashi. Second kashi is how can the Ramon himself pass him that only bachil sheibis are coming. Nigir is muta. But by Chile Shein Bisakone, Nigia just taking the pulse, so, which there is very little Nigia. If there is Nigia, of course he holds her wrist for a moment. When the Ramo Paskins, the Ye Shein Rim, the Nemo Mishi, Sham Cheno, Muta Behol, the Chimea Gin Tzrich Havli Kach, 1 minute of all, Lakimo, Lashkivo, Nisamcho, how many times? It's not like taking the pulse. How many times does the doctor take the pulse of a chile? Once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day. But to change the position, maybe 100 times. A chile cannot lie like a stone, you know, in one position. So he has to change the position. And maybe 100 times in the course of the day. So he gave 100 times his mutar machinishim mizakone. And not after finishing mizakone, when there is a tzeirach, there's a great tzeirach, and taking the pulse once a day, that is also there. He tzile bare, the gyrish, mishmai, it's inconceivable. Now the Radvaz says beferish in so many words that even bachilishim mizakone, he can take the pulse as many times as the husband who is a doctor or not a doctor. Suppose he's not a doctor, he knows how to take the pulse. You don't have to be a big doctor in order to take the pulse. So Mele, he's allowed to do it. That's how the Radvaz says. And many achrim in past, like the Radvaz, and they're not chishish for the shite of the Ramoh, because the shite of the Ramoh, they consider the way it appears on the surface to be a shite tchuyo. I mean, because Ramo himself says, "Imelo mishi yamshenu muta becholi and lachim or lashkiv." I mean, 100 times a day, and not just negiye, you know, in the wrist. I mean, when you have to change the position of a chile, there is negiye in the whole group. I mean, you can't. It's not just in one spot. So that is muta 100 times a day, and taking the wrist is also. I mean, it's inconceivable. Anyway. So, most achrim passed like the Radvaz, even though many of them assume that the psak of the Ramoy is the taking the poles is also bachelishim. Now, the piski tzemach tzedek, he also has the kashi in the Ramoy. How can the Ramoy say something? He says so and so. So he says something else, because as far as taking the pulse is concerned, you don't have to take it 100 times a day. You don't have to take it every 5 minutes. You take it once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day. So mele, it's not indispensable that a husband should do it. Why couldn't get a neighbor to come in once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day to take the pulse? It's not. So in other words, some mele, it only makes it more convenient if the husband can do it. But it can be done all the achirim too. Mashein chain, lachimo, lashchivo, lisamcho. Maybe every 5 minutes she has to do it. She has to do it. So I mean, otherwise she has to do it. So how can you get a neighbor? I mean, it's impossible. So that's why this is us. Well, it's a good talent to answer the second kashya. But that doesn't answer the first kashya. So then it will appear that the Ramo understood that the Mechaber himself asks it even in the case of Chilish Yesh B'Sakon. That in itself is very strange. Chilish Yesh B'Sakon. Should be yoy, or yaver, according to my father. Alright, so let's see the shach. We'll soon see the shach. So the Orach HaShulchan explains it differently. And the Orach HaShulchan says, of course, since the Ramoh doesn't, the Mechaber, doesn't say, in Bailo Reife, also in Majishlo Adeife, afilu, in Hichile Sheyesh Visakone, so mele, that means that the Mechaber has referenced only to a case of Chilish Ein B'Sakon. But Yesh B'Sakone is Muta. So, and this is what Ramo means. Dimash Kasavti, Dinea Dim Heter, Ben Tzri Choyelo, Dimash Mishlo, Kolshken Dimuter, Limash Mishlo Adefek, Imin Rife Acher, Utsri Choyelo, So that's a caution that is mutter. He means it's needless to mention that is mutter. So mele, that is mutter even according to the Mechaber. So mele, but according to what I said, so even by Chilish Ein B'Sakone is mutter. But if Yisakone Becholio, so then caution is mutter even according to the Mechaber. It's not so smooth, but this answer is the first kasha again. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains the Ramon. Now let's see the Shach. ומיל נחיל מסוכן ואין שום ריתין ספרו מש מקצת מדברי תשובי סרמבן סימן קרום זיין וישורי מפני פיקוח נפש אלו יש לו אימר וליטאי מיוזו זאת אומרת אפק it would be worthwhile we don't have the תשובי סרמבן מחוס סרמבן so you cannot look at the text inside but to look at the שיוסף where he mentions In Simen Tadikei, Now, Simen Kupta the cage, that I am rest. Well, it's in the first column, at the end of the second paragraph. I'll come at Chesom Dalai. Because of Eidit Tumas Adeshet, Bishin God Lechot, the Isho Chile Ubail or Eife, also Limatis Load Eife, the Nira Midvorov Shatil Bishin Reife is Losi Osa. Die gambi chubes da ram bam zimen kuf hab sein osa li ba osa li ba li matches defek ich die nido de afro pisha loshina shailo hoyso hoyo bi sheye shom reif machel el di baile ni khalo mishim di zimen todia so yasadet mire do mai di osa lishnelon bi ishom reif machel leino In other words, the Sheol S, the Nisha, you see, is a Rambam, because it's not so posh as it's Rambam. Actually, the Sheol Zuchubis from Yeshua says, it's the Rajbo. It's the Sheol Zuchubis Rajbo, Hamichoses la Rambam. The Bes Yosef assumed that it was the Rambam. That's why it's called Shalas and Chubis Arashbo Hamu Choses Lam. And so the Yosef assumes it was attributed to the Rambam, but actually it was established later on that it's not a Rambam, it's the Rashbo. But anyway, so the Sheol, the one who inquired from the Rambam, from the Rashbo, whoever it was, they were both belonging on the English, so it doesn't make much difference. But in this case, it makes a difference because of the Bes Yosef's, because of the Bes Yosef's horror. So the Sheol asked the Rambam or the Rashbo, suppose the husband is a doctor, and but there are other doctors available in the city. He can call in, and the wife is in Edom. Can call in another man, and as far as the other man is concerned, so there is no achoke. The achoke only applies to the Baal because we be gazbo, but another man, so there is no achoke. So he can call in other doctors, but it's more convenient for the husband that he should take the pulse rather than to call in another person. Is it Muta and the Chile Shein Bisakon? A Chile Shein Bisakon. So, is it Muta for the husband to take the polls to make it easier for him because he's always available? Another doctor is not always available. So the Rashbo, the Ramban answers that it's awesome. It's awesome. So, two things. First of all, it's mashma from the pashtus halachim that the whole shaila is only in respect to the case of a chilishin v'zachon, v'chilishin v'zachon, aneh. Man de chash mehan, what kind of ishayr is? So he doesn't even deserve ishayr an. That's one. Secondly, the shayla is only in the case where there are other doctors available. Except that the husband is more todia. He's more, you know, he's more readily available. The other one, yes, wait, he simply comes. So, maybe he only asked him b'chile sheibis upon him. In such a case, where another person is available, but where another person is not available, then there's Brother Ramban didn't master. So David Joseph says, no. He says, the AFLP, Shaloshin Ashaila Hoyo, Bishayesham Rifim Achirin, El the Bailo Nichalom Mishum the Bizuman Todia, Nira the Mayosa, Leishnolom Bishayesham Rifim Achirin Lane. So the Shalas Chubis Pne Yoshua. And the Shalosh Chubis the Yeshua is not an ordinary Ach. You shouldn't make that mistake. He was the Rebbe of the Shach, Sanin. So, and the Shach, whenever he refers to him, he says to him, such years are covered. Hadini Meir the Rabbi, and you find him, he was the grandfather of the Chidushit Ne Yeshua. The Chidushit Ne Yeshua is the grandson of this Shalosh Chubis Ne Yeshua. So you can deduce it al chena. The Shach himself was such a giant. I mean, so his Rebbe, for whom the Shach had such years of covet. I mean, in my opinion, the Shalosh Chubis Pnei Yehoshua is Begeder Rishon. I mean, the way he discusses Yonim, I mean, Begeder Rishon. Anyway, he has many chubes to the Shach, and he addresses him Kvei Talmidei Amutsuyen. Harav Rav Shapsai Niyayoy. That's how he refers to the Shach. Talmidei HaMitzuyen, some Talmidei HaMitzuyen, you see. Rav Shapsai Niyayoy. So, the Shach of the Chubes from Yeshua is Masik HaMitzuyen. And he says, Yichuve Mendalet Nebenezer, a very interesting Chubes. So, I don't know why Mechaparim, why it's boring. And you are very knowledgeable, and when we discussed the Tinyan, I didn't see anybody should mention the Shalosh Chubis Pnei Yehoshua. When he, I mean, discusses that Tinyan so thoroughly, I mean, in connection with the Chokes by Chileshim Bisakon. So he is Masik HaDebes Yosef, and he says, no, the Sheol only asked in the case where the Arif Machirim El the Bailo Nichalo and the Dene, wherever it is, the Ramban or the Rashbo, answered Itzoser Bachelishim Zakone. That means only in that case Itzoser Bachelishim Zakone. Because there are other doctors available, not so readily available, so we shall wait a few minutes and another person will come to take in the pulse. But the time is not so much of the essence, but in the case where there are no other doctors, it goes without saying that the Ramban or the Rashbo is matter.